very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. Thank you so much for checking us out. Today we're going to be talking about beyond infidelity. That is our subject. If you have a comment or question, actually, if you have a question about what you are going through in your marriage, give us a call, 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. When I think about infidelity, I mean, that's a topic that comes up all the time. And it just seems like more and more you hear about spouses being unfaithful. It's just so sad, especially when it happens among Christians, among the church. So as always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Of course, we want you to give us a call. We want to have some great conversation about infidelity. Have you experienced infidelity? Have you been unfaithful? Or someone close to you has been affected by it? We absolutely want to hear from you. Let's go to God in prayer, and then Tiffany will give us the number. And let's start with having conversation. Let's go to God first. God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning, Father, and how faithful you are to us. And Father, we know that, more importantly, you want us to be faithful to one another out of reverence for Christ, God, out of our commitment to you. Father, there's never an excuse or a reason. We could try to make the excuse, but there's never a reason to step out on our marriages, God. And I do pray for those who are struggling right now, who are contemplating stepping out on their marriages, who are hurt by their spouse's infidelity or themselves have been caught in that trap of sin, God. I do pray that you truly be with us in a special way. Bless our program. Help many to heal and help us to have open and honest conversation. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And the number to reach us is 855-454-5905.
You know, I was reading this passage. I love this because there's a scripture. I want to read this to you just, and I'll tell you where it is. It says, how long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the Lord is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteousness that justice is perverted. The Lord's answer, look at the nation and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. And then he goes on and talks about what he's going to do and how he's going to move everything really upside down. Mm-hmm. And this is from Habakkuk 1. And I just want to encourage everyone to realize that there are times where it seems like God may not be listening, but God is working. God is doing things that we ourselves will be amazed if we just trust him. And sometimes in this case, you know, it was even things that they didn't expect. You know, sometimes blessings come in disguise and captivity and struggle. And it's like that's when we're able to see God work the most. So, of course, we want to hear from you. Go ahead and be our first caller. Get in on the conversation. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, Beyond the Vows. And so we just want to hear from you. And we want to talk again about infidelity. Are you struggling with being unfaithful? Have you been unfaithful? Have you stepped out on your marriage? Has your spouse stepped out on your marriage? Or just in general, how do you feel about this? You know, maybe you're not yet married and you're scared to death that if you end up married, your spouse will be unfaithful. So again, give us a call this morning.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, I get so many off topic, you know, conversations or off, you know, off the air. And a lot of times it's like, you know, please help. Like, I don't know what to do. I think my spouse is being unfaithful, or I caught them being unfaithful, you know. And infidelity, let me define this for a moment. I mean, it's not just the physical infidelity we're talking about. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's huge. But it starts way before then, right? It doesn't, for most parts, you don't have a great, strong marriage. Everything's great. And then the next morning, someone just decides to, you know, cheat and be mm-hmm. unfaithful. It's mm-hmm. there are seeds that are planted. There's planning that goes behind this. And it starts with, you know, not having, number one, that closeness with God where you are afraid. You know, mm-hmm. I love the scripture in Genesis 39 about Joseph and just running out the house because with no clothes on, mm-hmm. because his master's wife was trying to invite him and seduce mm-hmm. him to go mm-hmm. to bed. And he's like, no. And I love his response where he says, far be it from me to sin against God. It mm-hmm. wasn't even about his employer. It mm-hmm. wasn't about, you know, how this would look or no, whatever. It was about God first. So right. it starts with our relationship with God. Then number two, I think it really goes back to the breakdown in the relationship. We feel justified. You know, I mean, even shows like Scandal, mm-hmm. where, you know, there might be some good parts of the show, but that so much of that focus is the infidelity going on. And I mean, I've even heard people criticize among the church culture where, you know, people say they hate infidelity, but then they love the show, and then they get especially, you know, enamored and they feel okay about the part of the infidelity. Now, I'm not saying you watch the show or don't watch the show. What I'm saying is we just got to really be careful that we don't glamorize the sin mm-hmm. and that we understand that this can happen in any and every relationship. And, you mm-hmm. know, no one is immune. Not even King David was immune. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. want to have this conversation this morning. We definitely want to hear from you. You know, maybe you're the one that is struggling or you're the one that's wondering what happened. Mm-hmm. And usually it's two people to blame. It's not just one person. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the wife and your husband has stepped out on the marriage, it's also a good opportunity for you to say, well, is there anything you could have done differently? Not to put it on you, mm-hmm. but to have the humility of saying, if we're going to save this marriage, we realize this. It took both for this to deteriorate.
Right. All right. So we are looking forward to your phone call, 855-454-5905. That's the number, 855-454-5905.
Now, Tiffany, I know we're getting ready. We're getting some calls here on the queue.
Larry's working
from,
on that.
From a singles perspective, I mean, I know this. We've talked about this before. This scares you to death. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't want to get married, you know, give mm-hmm. your heart, and then, you know, have your heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. what do you really feel? And I mean, what other women out there are feeling in terms of, you know, how do I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with someone and he will be a faithful man?
You know, the I have so many concerns mm-hmm. that as a single woman, it's, I think my biggest concern, the faithfulness, yes, but my biggest concern is that I miss mm-hmm. something, that I misjudge, that I'm so ready to be married that I don't see what mm-hmm. might be obvious to somebody else. And end up in a really bad situation and be completely miserable. You know, the older I get, the more I say, yeah, I really can't deal with this, this, and this like I could have maybe in my 20s, which might not have been a good thing, especially when it comes to abuse or sure, unfaithfulness sure. Or whatever. But the idea of if it's going to be this much trouble, and this much trouble meaning you have so many secrets and so many lies and so many things that you've decided to keep from me, and after we get married I find out all of this stuff, like,
hey,
dude,
just do a background check.
Wanting to go through that.
Well, you know what I think too, Tiffany, something that I don't think we talk about enough, I definitely know that the church doesn't get talked about enough, is the fact that you first have to be faithful to God. And and you know, I hear what you're saying, and that's real. I think talking about the infidelity part is, would it surprise someone if you're sleeping together before marriage and then you're wondering, would this person still be faithful to me? Because if you're already breaking the vows to God and you're supposed to be a Christian, then what would stop you from doing it later? And, you know, we'll have more talk about this. We'll also mm-hmm. come back We have T, who's waiting on cue, and she has actually a question about dating after being divorced. Great question, T. We want you to hold on, and everyone else, go ahead and give us a call, and we're going to take a brief break in a moment.
That's right. So you can reach us at 855-454-5905. T, we are going to get to you in a minute, so please hold the line and hold your question, because we certainly want to hear what you have to say. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this. Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are Praise, your inspiration station. Thank you so much for checking us out. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows, and today we are talking about beyond infidelity. If you have questions about something that is going on in your marriage, we invite you to give us a call. Marcos is here to give you advice and some guidance, spiritual guidance on your situation. So reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Let's go to T, who has been waiting patiently, calling in from Philadelphia. T, thank you for your patience and good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me on. I just want to say you guys are a blessing. I'm one of those people that's off on the weekend, but I wake up bright and early on Saturday to listen to you guys.
Oh, awesome. Great. Well, thank you, T. So what is your comment or question for us today?
Well, my comment was kind of a comment and a question. I am beyond the divorce. You know, there was infidelity. I didn't get divorced because of the infidelity. It was everything that happened after that. But I'm at the point of divorce now, and I'm not thinking about dating, but when I decide to start dating, I need to know how to handle the fact that I still have a protection from abuse because it was a very hostile breakup. Not necessarily violent, but very hostile, and the PSA was needed. My one mind tells me that even if it's the first date, I think I should bring that up because it would give the person the option to even decide if they would want to go further. But then I think about how much information is too much information up front, especially if it's just the first date.
Okay.
So just trying to get a little insight on how to get back into the dating world when I'm ready. Knowing that I have this PSA.
No, I hear you, and that's a very good point. A few things. Number one, T, for some reason we're getting like some kind of like noise, feedback
noise,
or something.
Yeah.
Yes, from your phone. But we'll go ahead and answer that for you. You can hear you. We lowered your volume so that we can avoid that noise. But so let me get this straight. You. Obviously, your husband was unfaithful, but he was also very abusive, and you're saying that it led to divorce, and it was very hostile. So you ended up getting, you know, this order of protection, you know, just so that you could be safe. You know, he can't even come close. So now you're saying that someone you date, you know, should they know that you are in this really bad relationship and that there's potential danger, basically. I think it really depends on a number of things. I think number one, you got to look at the spiritual part, which is, you know, are you definitely ready to date? Are you in a place where, you know, if your husband was unfaithful and broke that covenant and you know, your conscience is clear and you feel like, listen, you didn't really have a choice. You had to divorce him. Like you said, it was hostile. Then that's, you know, that's definitely between you and God. And I think my personal, I would say my personal preference when someone, especially getting back into the dating scene, is to really make sure it's more of a friendship first before it's just even tries to just jump in into something romantic. And so if there's someone that you're starting to build a friendship with, not dating, not even a romantic thing, and then it can lead to that, then if they're a friend, they should already know. You should already kind of let them know, listen, you know, if it leads to something and we start kind of dating and just even getting involved a little bit romantically, like even entertaining the possibility of moving forward, then you need to know some things. You need to know my life. You need to know a little bit that I was married and I had a bad divorce and it led to, you know, even me having this protection. So I would say to you that it should be someone that you're more of a friend to. If you're just grabbing coffee or something and someone you just met, I probably wouldn't just give them all this information. That's probably a little bit too much. And I think even it might scare some people. It'll be like, all right, this is a little bit too much. So the Bible calls us to pray for wisdom. And so I'm sure you'll do the right thing and you'll ask God for wisdom and use that accordingly. You know, maybe they had that similar past and they share with you that you know, they had a divorce or something. And that's your window in to share. Well, look, this is what happened in my life. But, you know, praying for wisdom. Does that make sense?
I was pretty much on track, especially with the starting off with the friendship first and building up to that conversation. But if it's just we're catching mid-lunch or something like that, it's not necessarily. It's too much information, TMI.
Yes.
You know. So I do thank you guys for your perspective. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, T. Well, we thank you. Thank you for listening and for picking up the phone and calling us this morning.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, it is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station talking about beyond infidelity. Are you having questions about something that's going on in your marriage and you need some spiritual guidance? Marcos is here to answer those questions. So reach out at 855-454-5905.
You know, we're talking about being married to someone that's unfaithful, or perhaps you aren't faithful. In T's situation, we just called. You know, she's mentioned that, yes, it was infidelity, but also, you know, this divorce was just a bad divorce. I mean,
yeah.
I can't say maybe there's any good divorce, but, you know, there can be violence and people, you know, getting so emotional they even start threatening the other person. I mean, it can get really ugly. But I think that what she said and using that wisdom, what she was already thinking, and we advise her, is, you know, be very wise, have wisdom, and take it slow. You definitely don't want to give too much information.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to talk about this. Again, we invite you to call us. We also invite you to go to facebook.com/beyondthevows.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there and hit the like button, like us, ask questions, post comments.
Mm-hmm.
And if maybe you're a little bit too shy to call in, we'll go ahead and do that. Just know that our priority is going to be the callers first. And if we have some time, we'll get to Facebook later.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Tiffany. We'll give out the number once again.
Absolutely. It's 855-454-5905. And if you are calling in right now, we do want to encourage you to just have some patience, because I know it can be a while before we actually answer the phone. That's because we only have Larry here to answer the phone, and so he's got to make sure he gets all the information from each caller. So just when you call, have a little patience. We are going to get you.
And let's take the opportunity to really give Larry a shout out. He does a great job. We usually do right at the end. We thank him, and you do your little Larry thing. I just call him who he is. His name is Larry Fowler. He does an amazing job. He's our you know, the show for the producer for our show, and he does again a great job. If you call in first, you'll talk to him.
And
you know, there are a few things that we always encourage you to do to make sure your volume is set properly. You know, usually a Bluetooth device gives us a kind of a bad feedback. If you're driving, we ask you to actually pull over, you know, and be safe and all that. But at the same time, you know, we just want to make sure we get straight to the point and have the conversation. So whatever your comment or question is, we just ask that you just kind of go ahead and just say it right away. Hey, good morning. I have a question about divorce, or, you know, I was divorced and I had, you know, I'm wondering if it's okay to date now, or, you know, anything like that. Of course, we're going to do our very best to answer from a biblical perspective. From time to time, we might throw in our opinion. I do that often, but I'll let you know, listen, this is what the Bible says, and this is what I think. And, and you take that with a grain of salt. But what the Bible says is what the Bible says. You know,
absolutely.
Being pure, waiting, being faithful to one another, these things are absolutely from God. They're not my opinion of what marriage should be. Is what God says marriage should be. So again, we have quite a few calls now. We're going to get to everyone in just a moment. I believe we'll start with
Before we go there, let me remind everybody what the number is. 855-454-5905. Let's go to Chantel calling in from New Jersey. Chantel, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Chantel, what is your comment or question for us today?
Okay, so I have a question about moving past infidelity if you decide to stay, and the requirements for pretty much both parties.
That's good. That's actually a very good question, Chantel, because a lot of those steps get skipped. I think people, you know, sometimes we just hear things and maybe we don't internalize them enough, or we don't meditate on them enough. I'll give you an example. You know, the Bible says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So we think, oh, okay, I just need to forgive. But there's a difference between forgiving and reconciling. And the reconciliation part is, well, you know, if Chantel, if let's say your husband, and I don't know if this is the case, but I'm just making some assumptions. Your husband steps out of the marriage, he has an affair, and realizes that was a mistake, and decides he still wants to work on this marriage. And now you're hurt, the trust is broken, and you're like, well, what happened? I mean, the first thing you got to be able to go back to is you have questions, and you want honest answers. You don't want him lying on top of that, because whenever there is an infidelity, there's usually a lot of lies that are attached to that affair, right? To that unfaithfulness. And so the very first thing is like, well, how do I know that I can trust you now? Because that trust has been broken. So I think number one is, how did the infidelity come to surface? You know, did he confess it? Did you catch him? I mean, I think that has a lot to do with building trust. They were both hurt, but it's a lot easier to trust someone if they're coming clean than if you're uncovering the truth. So I think right. That's a process. I think number two, you got to know what you feel you need to bring closure to it. So you might have questions sometimes, you know, and there are a lot of women go through this, but they have a lot of questions like when, where, how, why, you know, and the husband needs to be patient and understand, you know, listen, we got to have this conversation. And then there might be some boundaries you want to set up. Like, hey, you know, you were unfaithful, but I never saw your cell phone. You always had it locked. We're not going to have that. I think, Chantel, having counseling through this, and you need to, not that you necessarily call the shots, but you need to be able to feel great about moving forward. And that's how you start going past the infidelity. But really, I would say it's even more than moving past the infidelity is rebuilding. It's how do you rebuild?
Right.
So, I mean, are you speaking from firsthand experience?
Yes, I am speaking from firsthand experience. And, you know, this is my situation. In my situation, I feel that because I forgave him, I said, okay, we're going to try to move on. And, you know, what I see often is that he'll try to go based off the Bible, but he twists it to accommodate how he wanted to be.
Well, let me say this.
I'm supposed to forgive him and move on, and I'm not supposed to bring it up. I'm not supposed to, you know, continue to say, well, you did this to me. And I get that, but I feel like if I don't hold him accountable, he'll think that it's okay to do other things.
And you know what, Chantel? I hear you. And this is actually, this happens often. There are a couple of dangers there. I think, number one, you're right. And he's actually right. If you forgive him, you don't want to keep bringing it up. However, it really can't come from him. Like, it's like he's surrendering and he's the one asking for forgiveness, but on his terms. I mean, that's not how it works. So that's why I think counseling is so good. And it could be a pastor, it could be someone you trust, but he needs to be held accountable for someone else. When I sit with couples and the husband, let's say if it's the husband, so it could be the wife as well. But if it happens to be the husband, like in your case, it's your husband that stepped out. I mean, there have been times where I've pulled the husband aside and said, listen, man, you're blowing it. You're don't do that, because you're already discredited. You already have hurt your wife. You're not the source to try to hold her to a higher standard. Now, do you need help, Chantel? Absolutely. Do you need help? But it shouldn't come from him, because that, to me, that's very hypocritical. I mean, he needs to be the humblest, apologetic person and saying, listen, you're right. You have every right to have questions. You have every right to be suspicious. Let's work at this together. But that's when you need a third party to help you hold him accountable, because it can't work with you're the only accountability partner for his purity.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that I know you love him, and it's obvious that you want to move past this, but I think that's where sometimes you really need someone objective saying to both of you, listen, this is what you're messing up here. Because you know, if you do it wrong too, you can push him away and make him, you know, very tempted to want to step away again, because who wants to live in a house where they're constantly reminded of their shortcomings?
Right.
So I think what you're asking is very wise. But again, my encouragement to you, Chantel, is to make sure you have someone else in there that can help with that accountability. All right. Well, we thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for calling. And please, you know, keep us posted. If there's anything else we could do, you could always reach out to us, even if we're not on the air. You can go to Facebook, or you can go to our website, which is praisephilly.com, and look for me, Marcos Mercado, and send me a message.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that.
Thank you, Chantel. Have a blessed day.
All right. Take care. We are Praise, your inspiration station. It's Marriage Beyond the Vows. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Akeem calling in from Philadelphia. Akeem, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
Good, good. Akeem, go ahead and let us know, what is your question for us today?
Yes, my question is that I've been married for... before, and then I'm divorced, and then I'm married again with your beautiful lady.
Okay.
But she was married too, and then not sure she divorced as well. But for some reason, like, you know, she doesn't trust me as her husband. I never give her no doubt that, you know, I'm cheating or I'm doing anything like that. But, you know, for some reason that, you know, no matter what I do for her, or treat her with respect, dignity, and make sure that, you know, I take good care of her. I'll be there for the family. But she always have a doubt at the back of her head that, you know, I'm doing something that, you know, I shouldn't have no business to do. I'm just wondering to know, what can I do in that particular situation?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, and one thing, Akeem, so have you ever been unfaithful to your wife?
No.
Okay, and what about in your previous marriage?
Marriage, no.
No, okay. So now, maybe not in marriage, you have. Well, I think, but your wife did experience that in her previous relationship, correct?
I will guess so. When I do ask her, you know, if she has, you know, she kind of like, you know, brush it off. But that's about it.
Okay. So let's just say, let's assume that she has. Because, you know, people usually respond to what they've experienced in life, what they've experienced in the past. And it shouldn't be that way, Akeem, but, you know, people, especially if it's not their first marriage, they're going to, not just they, you, have brought baggage to your marriage, and your wife has brought baggage to her marriage. You have baggage, right? You know, you understand? And so it's very hard, as much as we want to say, listen, we're leaving the baggage out, we don't want this. That's our sinful nature, and is to treat people, you know, with suspicion. And so what we have to do, Akeem, and it's not necessarily your fault, but you're going to have to work extra hard to overcompensate and help her to feel secure. And so in a humble way, with a humble posture, you need to be able to say, honey, what do you need from me so that you can feel secure? I love you. I love God. I'm not going to do something stupid. What do you need from me? And if she's honest with you, you can start working at it. Maybe she just wants to hear from you throughout the day. Maybe she wants access to your social media. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you. But having that humility, if you get defensive and you're like, well, why you always think I'm cheating? I'm not cheating. That makes it even worse for someone that's already suspicious. Okay, so I think it's the humility you take. And, you know, if you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to hide. Like, hey, listen, honey, I love you. I don't have anything. It hurts me that you think that I would do something like that. But, hey, I mean, what do you need? And that's, to me, that's the humility goes a long way.
Right.
Honey, I love you. I don't want you to ever think I would. But is there something I'm doing that makes you think that? I mean, what is it? Well, I don't know. I just, you know, you were on the phone late last night. And who are you on the phone with? Oh, I don't want to tell you. Well, why? You know, like, you should be able to say that. It's like, you ever seen that commercial, that State Farm commercial? I think it is one of the insurance. And they're like, the guy's talking to an agent like at 3 a.m. And they're like, what's going on? And the wife thinks that he's unfaithful, so he gives him the phone. And it's not,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah,
and so it's like, if you're not hiding anything, it's like, here. Now, they kind of make fun of it, and she's still suspicious. But, like, what if you hang up the phone and you say, I don't want to tell you? Then she really would think, that you're up to something. So, but Akeem, thank you so much. I think that's a great question. You know, do your everything in your power to reassure her that you're faithful to her.
I have. I even like to have a chance, you know, talk to her about that and let her know that, you know, I'm not the kind of person, even though that might happen to in the past. But, you know, I'm not. And then I don't give her no doubt that, you know, I am. But for some reason, you know, I feel like, you know, she's very insecure upon of her. But, you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, exactly, you know, what can I do about the situation. But it's just like, you know, in my mind, you know, I probably think, like, you know, she might be crazy in my head. I don't know.
I don't think it's crazy, man, because you know what? Even if she's starting to have doubts and she just turns on the television set and all you hear is people being unfaithful to each other, it's just, it's real.
Right.
So, Akeem, but thank you. Thank you again. You know,
thank
brother,
you.
Do
you
your
so
part.
Much.
Take a humble so posture and humility. All right? Thank you, brother.
All right.
Take care. I think we have Josie. Is it Josie? Okay, Josie is online from, on the line from Philadelphia. Josie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, Josie, so what is your comment or question for us today?
My question is about infidelity. I have been with the same man for almost 30 years.
Okay.
But about 4 years ago or so, I, you know, started going to the gym. I was losing weight. I, you know, got a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting attention from somebody at the gym and, you know, giving me comments that I wasn't getting at home from him.
Okay.
And we got into a slight relationship, and, you know, I was unfaithful. And I realized it after a few months. I was really hoping that my husband would realize it and find out and stop me, but he didn't. And anyway, I remember one night coming home, and I felt so bad about it. I was in the bathroom. I laid on the bathroom floor, and I prayed, and I asked God to please take this man out of my life. I'm not going back to the gym. I don't want to be bothered with him. Please, I just take him out of my life. I know what I'm doing is wrong. I love my husband. I want to stay with my husband and everything. About a month later, this man got killed. Okay, he got shot, and I blamed myself because I thought, that's what I prayed to happen to him in order for him to come out of my life.
Now, you didn't pray that, though. You just asked God.
I blame myself.
I understand. But you asked God to take him out of your life. You didn't ask God to take him out.
I know, but I didn't ask him how to take him out. But by the fact that he died, he got shot and died, and, you know, and I mean, I blame myself for almost a year over that. But my question is, since it never came up before and is nobody there to make a threat anymore, is it necessary to bring it up in the marriage?
That's a good question.
2 years later.
That's a good question, Josie. So let me address two things. Number one, let me just say that was very brave on your behalf. I mean, well, let me even go a step further. It was very stupid for you to have the affair. You know that.
Yes.
And you blew it, but you came to the understanding on your own, and you asked God for forgiveness. You dealt with this spiritually.
Yes.
And you were like, I want this out. I don't want this anymore. I mean, you took all the necessary steps to even say, I'm not going to that gym. You cut him off. And he ended up dying. Now, is that a direct answer to your prayer or not? I mean, obviously, that's between you and God. But I think God answers our prayers according to his will. So, you know, you can pray even for God to take someone's life, and he's not just going to do what you want. So
I never prayed for God to take.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying even if you did, like you're not guilty of, you know, having this man killed. You know what I mean? That's what the devil's trying to make you feel. That's the guilt. But I think going back, you know, you have to resolve that with God and understand that, you know what, this man somehow ended up dying. I don't think it's necessarily a direct correlation to your prayer, and it might be. I mean, that's a spiritual battle, and I think that it sounds like you have that close relationship with God. I tell you, and anybody around you better be careful that you don't pray for them to get out of your life. You understand?
I've done it twice.
Yeah.
And I had to be really careful when.
So that's that part. So, but again, understand that you're not guilty of this man's death by your prayer. Does
so
that make sense?
Said he would probably have died either way.
I mean, look, who's really in charge of that, right? Is it us or is it God?
Okay. Now, my next question is, should I bring this up in my marriage 2 years later?
Okay.
Even though it's nothing or anyone else?
No, I hear you. So,
it's necessary to bring it up now.
So there are a few things that you need to be mindful of. And I want to explain this, and I want to make sure you listen carefully and everyone else. Do you always tell? And this one is very controversial. Again, this is more my opinion, what I've learned, what I've heard, what I believe to be the absolute reasoning behind it. I think, number one, if there's any way he would find out without you telling him, if there's any way, then it's always better for you to tell him. You understand? Okay, so you're saying there's no way.
No possible way, no, that he could even find out about it.
Okay,
no.
Well, that's one, because if there was, it's hurtful to hear it anyway, but it's always better to hear it from you, from the source. So that's one.
Right.
Number two is, do you feel like you've been different with him at home? Like, you know, for example, because of that infidelity, you withheld sex from your husband, you were different with him, and he kind of noticed, but you just lied to him about it. So he's like, you know.
That happened.
And so he noticed there was a difference, but you're like, no, everything's fine. I'm just going through changes. I'm just tired, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that he deserves the truth. He deserves to know, listen, it wasn't you. It wasn't what I was really going through. Something else was going on. I think, to me, that's just for the sake of the relationship and rebuilding it. Because you started withdrawing, because you were different with him, and he noticed. Now, if he didn't notice, it's another story. But if he noticed and he's like, listen, honey, what's going on? And you lied to him, then you owe it to him to tell him the truth.
Even if it's been about a year ago?
I mean, again, this is my opinion. It's up to you. I think yes, because it affected. Like, if you had just, again, I'm not justifying this, and I'm not saying it's right, but if you had an affair and your husband was so oblivious he didn't even notice, and sometimes it's a lot worse to bring it up later.
Yeah.
But again, this is my opinion. This is not specifically what the Bible says. And I think the last one, and to me, this one is even more of the Bible than me, is making sure that your conscience is clear. For example, are you able to live with the fact that you never tell him and be okay?
And I'm able to live with the fact that he will never be able to find out, but at times it eats away at me because of what I did.
Okay. So I think to that understanding, let me just say this. And again, this is an opinion, but this particular one I'm going to share with you, it's an actual scripture, John 8:32. It talks about that the truth will set you free. And look what a lot of times people quote that, they'll say the truth will set you free, but they don't read the whole passage, right? Jesus was talking to people who were supposed to be disciples, right? These Jews had believed in him. And Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you're really my disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Right.
And so how do you know? I think you start by doing what you know God wants you to do, being the wife you need to be, being honest. God will make that truth clear. But if it's affecting your conscience, you can't go to sleep. And I tell you this much, I can't fake it. If there's something bothering me, I it's going to affect the people around me, especially my wife. So I always got to be honest about what I'm feeling.
Right.
Because I just can't do it. I don't know how some people do it. I can't. Like, I'll lose sleep over it. I mean, there's no peace. And so at the end of the day, you want to make sure you have peace with you and God, and peace in your marriage.
Yeah.
So I think you know the answer
about it, and they told me, well, it's over and done with. There's nothing that can be done about it. you can't approach him about it. You can't have a three-way conversation.
Sure.
It's over with. Just leave it alone and forget about it. Don't say anything.
Oh, I understand. And you know what? That's their opinion as well. And I don't think we're going to find a specific scripture that says you have to absolutely confess this. It's really a matter of opinion and what you decide to do. But I'm just telling you that these are some of the reasons that you need to look into, you know, with making a real sober decision of whether to tell him or not. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I wish I could, you know, I'm not going to tell you what the other person said. Don't tell them because you're the one that has to live with this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I tell you, you start doing the right thing, I think God will make it really clear. And you know what? Maybe one of the things you need to start opening and asking God is to open the doors that if you need to tell him to give you the right words and the right time.
Yeah.
Because you also want to make sure he's ready for it.
A couple of times I wanted to tell him. A couple of times I wanted to tell him out of anger, too.
Yeah, no, that's not never the right time.
You know, and then a few times I did want to say, you know, but it just, I didn't know how to say it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is how about if he hears that on the radio?
He's sleeping.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm in another room.
No problem. No problem. Well, listen, thank you. We really do appreciate it. This is a very interesting situation. You know, please keep us updated.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. We have Deacon Allen on the line, and I want to thank you, Deacon Allen, for your patience. Just to let you know, we only have 2 minutes before we have to take a break, so we're going to get you started, but we may have to ask you to hold on, okay? Deacon Allen, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're doing great. So you have mentioned to our producer, Larry, that you had a comment about T's situation, which is a few calls ago.
That's correct.
Go for it.
I understand her situation, but she left out a couple of things.
Oh, really? Okay.
She left out the part, how does her husband feel about the PFA?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mental state is he in? And that's very important if she gets to the point where she's going to start dating. Someone needs to know that.
That's true.
You mentioned, you know, if they're just going to have coffee. Well, this individual needs to know whether or not she has a sane or insane husband lurking around, especially in today's time, where they can be the top breaking news story on a news channel.
Mm-hmm.
You see it all the time. That's something someone really needs to know, and she needs to be aware of that also, because people's lives are in jeopardy
if yeah.
his mental state is that of hostile and violent nature.
Well, it's interesting because we obviously didn't get very much into it where she said that he'd never, like, physically abused her, but she was definitely felt threatened. So,
right.
so you know, we definitely don't know. But how would you know, right? How would... You know, but what you're saying, Deacon Allen, is that any person that is going to take that risk should be aware of the risk. Like, hey, this could be really dangerous if even we just have a cup of coffee together.
Correct. I'm coming from a man's point of view, and I'm going to give you a law enforcement point of view.
Mm.
I've answered calls like this for over 20 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, Deacon Allen, hold on, because I want to ask you even a little bit more details about this, because I think this is good. If you could hold on a second, we have to take a brief pause. We'll be right back, but we definitely want that point of view and get a little deeper into this.
All right, so just hold the line, sir. And you, if you have not yet called in, we are talking about Beyond Infidelity. If you have questions that you would like for Marcos to answer, reach out to us at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.